Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yehias.
Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with some football news.
Yehias, we're going to kick off in the 1996 Olympic City of Atlanta, Georgia. That's where the semifinals of the CONCACAF Gold Cup football tournament will be played Wednesday night. The defending champion United States will host Jamaica in the first semifinal at the Georgia Dome, and that will be followed by the second semifinal between Panama and Mexico. The Mexicans and the Americans, longtime regional rivals and the two most successful teams in the Gold Cup, appear headed for a showdown in Sunday's final. Mexico is coming off a controversial 1-0 victory over Costa Rica in extra time on Sunday at MetLife Stadium just outside New York City. In the 123rd minute, Mexican striker Oribe Peralta went down fairly easy in the box after a slight touch from Costa Rican defender Roy Miller. Mexico's captain Andres Guardado stepped up and converted the penalty kick. The United States, meanwhile, is coming off a 6-0 rout of Cuba in Baltimore, Maryland. Clint Dempsey, the Gold Cup tournament's leading scorer with 6 goals, had a hat trick against the Cubans, who were demoralized after several players defected before the match. The winners of Wednesday's semifinals in Atlanta will travel north to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the Gold Cup final will be played Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. Meanwhile, Clint Dempsey is one of 6 U.S. national team players selected for next week's Major League Soccer All-Star Game, which will be played at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in the western U.S. city of Commerce City, Colorado. Dempsey plays for the MLS club Seattle Sounders when he's not suiting up for the U.S. national team. The other U.S. national team players picked are USA captain Michael Bradley of Toronto FC, DeMarcus Beasley of the Houston Dynamo, goalkeeper Nick Raimondo of Real Salt Lake, Omar Gonzalez of the Los Angeles Galaxy, and Graham Zusi of Sporting Kansas City. Still with the Major League Soccer All-Star Game, which will be played July 29th, let's give a sunny side of sports shout-out for Sierra Leonean striker Kai Kamara of the Columbus Crew, the leading scorer in MLS with 14 goals. The 30-year-old Kamara is in his 11th season in Major League Soccer, and it's been his best one yet, capped off with that All-Star selection. Nigerian striker Obafemi Martins of the Seattle Sounders was also picked for the MLS All-Star Game, but he'll miss the exhibition contest because of injury.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled Mandela and Music and Sports as Cultural Conduits for Unity. On July 18th, Nelson Mandela's birthday, I participated in a panel discussion on the late, great anti-apartheid leader and how sports and music fit into his vision of unity and freedom for all. Sitting beside me was Kathy Sledge of Sister Sledge, whose 1979 hit song, We Are Family, gave a dance beat to family unity. After reading my blog post, the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, checked in from Lagos, Nigeria. Shagun writes, "This is quite inspirational and indeed speaks to who Mandela really was in terms of his love for sport. He was once a boxer and music. He never shied away from showing his deft dance steps," writes Shagun. Shagun adds, "Then, of course, Sister Sledge, the group that rocked the world in the late 1970s with their hit song, We Are Family. Last week," says Shagun, "that same song triggered a huge dance fest at my wife's school's graduation right here in Lagos. Dance on, Shagun!" Sister Sledge with their smash 1979 hit, We Are Family. If you're keeping score, sports fans, Kathy Sledge recorded the lead vocals for that tune in one take. She also smiled at the Mandela Day conference when I mentioned how the 1979 World Series baseball champion Pittsburgh Pirates made We Are Family their official theme song on their way to winning the trophy. American Zach Johnson won the British Open Golf Trophy Monday after beating Australian Mark Leishman and South African Louis Oosthuizen of South Africa in a dramatic three-man playoff in St. Andrews, Scotland. Nick Dye reports from St. Andrews.
Johnson's a humble man, accepting he's an under-the-radar player, but he loves links golf, and he's twice before finished top 10 in the Open. The 2007 Augusta champion has enjoyed one of the lowest rounds of the final day, a 66, to soar to the top of the leaderboard. He noted Leishman miss a birdie putt at the last, which could have given the Australian a victory. He saw Oosthuizen, the 2010 champion, birdie 18 to make it a three-man playoff. Johnson then birdied the opening two holes of the four-hole decider and never looked back. Jordan Spieth, chasing a hat-trick of Grand Slam titles, came up just short in fourth. The Irish amateur Paul Dunne faltered on the final day, leaving another American, Jordan Niebrugger, with a silver medal. But the gold medal goes to the champion golfer of the year, Zach Johnson.
When my game's good, you know, certainly I surface onto the radar. I don't know if it's ever really beeping on me, but you know, I said it back in 2007. I mean, I feel like God gave me the ability to play a game. I try to take it very seriously. I realize it's just a game. I'm just a guy from Iowa that has been blessed with a talent. And, you know, this game provides great opportunity. And, you know, the more opportunities, and I think if you mentally look at it that way, it kind of takes the pressure off. You know, I don't want to make it any bigger than what it should be. This isn't going to define me or my career. At least I hope it doesn't. I mean, it's not my legacy. Now, granted, as a professional athlete and as a golfer, I'm going to relish this. I'm going to savor this. I'm humbled by this. But my legacy should be my kids, my family, that kind of thing.
An emotional Zach Johnson, the 2015